All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Feels good to be back. Hey, everyone.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode number 135.
Oh, yeah.
Before we start, you guys can grab some official Media Hijack t-shirts at themediahijack.com. Grab you an official t-shirt. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, join our Reddit community and, you know, post whatever you guys want, and Chris will be there, right there with you.
Yeah, if I ain't too busy watching people getting murdered on Reddit, then I'll swing by and,
That's so wild.
And check out our stuff on the Media Hijack.
Are people actually getting murdered on there?
Oh, I saw a dude get run over by a trash truck the other day.
Jesus Christ.
On Reddit. It's horrifying.
Trash truck.
Yeah, he's like a trash man hanging off the back of the truck, and he jumped off to go grab some trash. Mm-hmm. And the driver put the truck in reverse and was like, dude, and ran over him the first time and didn't kill him. And the guy was like, hey, stop, stop. And the driver went forward and then ran him over again.
Oh, my God.
And then his legs went like linguine after that. I was like, damn, now I can't go to sleep. Thanks, Reddit.
Yeah, your algorithms serve you what you want, dude. I've never seen like any killings on Reddit or Instagram or Twitter.
I think
completely avoided all that shit.
I think once a day I see somebody get killed on the internet.
That's...
And like, I grew up in that with the what's that shit back in the day? The Five Fingers of Death? Or what was it?
Faces of Death.
Yeah, there you go.
Faces of Death.
Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up in that era, man.
Which is a series that you can get at your local video store.
VHS store.
Where they sold these...
like a snuff faces. Film?
Yeah, it's like a snuff film where...
It's videos of...
A bunch of like clips you would see of people getting like murdered or
hit by a train and wild shit. That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's horrible. Yeah,
yeah. Fuck my
yeah. We grew up kind of wild.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys want to visit us on YouTube to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, you guys can head over to our YouTube page. Also, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe if you're an iTunes member. Just scroll down if you're listening to audio. Just scroll down a little bit. Give us that 5 stars. And leave a little comment.
Just do a little swipe up.
Yep. All right. So today's main topic, which we're going to be talking about Earth shifting core. Okay, let me just start this off. So do you know about the history of when they even discovered the Earth? Like core shifting?
Nah. I think it's like when they discovered Earth. I was like,
Columbus. But yeah, it's actually not even long ago. The Earth core was discovered in 1906.
Man, that's new.
That's new. Shit. There's actually two different like articles I came across where one says 1906 and then another one said like in 1930s.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait, they just barely discovered the Earth's core?
What the fuck? What they thought? Was it solid the whole time?
Yeah.
See, now I got a lot of questions now. I thought we had this figured out way before then, but.
Mm-hmm. So here's how they discovered it. It was discovered by Oldham, the dude, where this guy was studying like the changes in the amplitudes of the waves, like through how it was traveling through the Earth's interior. And then they found like something was rotating while they were doing these experiments. Like I said, like, I don't really understand what was going on, but they found out the rotation of the core when they were doing studies on waves.
Oh, the waves of the ocean.
Waves of the ocean.
Yeah, can that make sense? Because what creates waves? That's a good question. I don't know anything about this, but how do waves start? Did something's moving the waves? What gets them moving? Earthquakes?
The wind? I don't know.
And I'm guessing earthquakes come in the ground. They come from the earth. Shifting time. I mean, I could kind of see it, I guess.
Yeah, and then there was like another article I read where it says the discovery of Earth core is credited by the Danish seismologists. In the 1930s, she was studying the seismic waves generated by earthquakes and noticed that some waves were reflecting off of an unexpected boundary deep within the Earth. Ooh. This led her to propose the existence of a solid inner core with a liquid outer core. Then later they confirmed that, you know, the waves was like a... That's where my nose end.
Dot, dot, dot.
But yeah, a lady in the 1930s said that she discovered it.
Okay.
So who discovered it? Or are they both lying?
Somebody. I was... Like, the concept of, like...
How would they even find out that, right? Even what I just said doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because they can't send somebody down there. Can they? Have they?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody came from there and told stories of that world, like the pale kids. Remember, like the pale kids with the black eyes we talked about.
The way, black eye kids.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they told stories like, "Hey, it's hot down there. It's just hot as shit.
It's hot, and there's something down there spinning fast.
Don't know what it is.
Twice as fast as the own rotation of the Earth."
Well, I know what some of my notes. They said back in 1980s. Between the 1980s and 1990s, that's when they started finding out that the core is spinning. That's when they started discovering, like, hey, man, because they was doing it based off of, like, seismic activity.
That's when they're like, oh, it's actually spinning.
This shit's spinning inside of us. And that's what's creating the magnetic field around the Earth and all this other stuff. But when I was reading some stuff about this and Earth's core and how all this shit works, I was like, damn, are we flying on, like, on a living spaceship? Like this, you know what I'm saying? This is like a living, breathing, like, just like when you read about, like, how the magnetic field works, and that's what, like, keeps this whole shit from, like, UV rays from bombarding us, or sometimes it steers a lot of shit off course from hitting us. I was like, how does this all work? It makes me want to scream. But yes, so scientists back then, between the 1980s, I'm sorry, 1980 and 1990, they had discovered how, okay, so core is spinning around and whatnot. And so over time, they started discovering that, all right, basically the issue, that the thing that's coming down with the Earth's core right now, is some scientists are coming out, and a part of me believes them, and then also a part of me is kind of like, hey, man, they might be still trying to cover up this shit because it might be serious. So back in the 80s, when they discovered how the core was spinning and all that, the core was spinning really, really damn fast. Uh-huh. Almost too fast. And they're saying now the reason why it's slowing down, because it's kind of like having to recalibrate a little bit. It's starting to make adjustments because it was spinning too fast back then. It's slowing down to kind of like, okay, now we got to slow down now. Now that we figured out the perfect, I guess the Earth itself is figuring out the perfect spin type, I guess, uh-huh, of the core. So it's slowing down because that's the adjustments it's making. It was actually going too fast back in the 80s. So now it's kind of making adjustments to.
Or what if it's like miscalibrating because we're sucking so much oil out of the planet?
It's tripping.
Where, you know, like, it's not really rotating like how it's supposed to, because it's not really lubricated. Because the oil has been sucked out, and
we've been,
I don't know, I guess when the Earth stops fully rotating, it's run out of oil.
What will happen after?
Because, you know, that's like a blood source.
Yeah, that's the lifeblood, man. They talked about that in
Who knows? It could be that simple. Earth could just be running on oil, then we're just sucking all the blood out. And now, you know, yeah, that's what happens when you suck all the blood out from you?
That's what they talked about in the game Final Fantasy, when they're drawing the Mako energy from Earth. Mm. But it's supposed to be like oil. And what happens? Like the planet, Final Fantasy VII. No, they actually wound up creating, like, it has these creatures called weapons. They came out these craters, and they was all going around, start killing humans, like just walking around killing humans, just wiping out, trying to wipe out humans on Earth because they was drawing too much of the energy source away. And the basically, it was like the planet's defense system come to life, kind of like how the happening
with the
natures and shit defending the planet from us because we're the
throwing off those suicide pheromones.
You know, that planet's like, oh man, y'all. Well, y'all like fleas, man. You gotta get y'all out of here. Like,
Shake it off, man.
There was something I was...
Earthquake and shit.
There was something I was reading the other day, and it was about the TV show and the video game of Last of Us, and there was this theory that the reason why the psilocybin... the fungi exists, is because it's like a defense mechanism to control human population from killing the planet. If you just zombify everybody, they ain't gonna be like running cars no more, and everybody gonna just be like infected,
like poisoned.
Yeah, it's basically like just the fungi going through the head, so they all.
Or that could be like a metaphor for like getting vaccinated.
I was gonna say stop polluting like Captain Planet, but
you know, like getting injected and then being able to, you know, to program through television, and then you can program the software. You can do live updates through, like, trending videos. They're like, yeah, it's trending. Yeah. While you're watching, you're actually being updated. Like a computer.
In real time.
Hey. And then you'll think twice before you drill the planet.
Don't do it.
Who knows?
But I don't know, man. In the world that we live in and how this government is, because I know, you really get to see the greed of, like, some, just like government, how governments are ran. when he started destroying the environment to make more money. Like, I remember with Brazil, with Bolsonaro, when he was president at the time, he was trying to wipe out the damn Amazon rainforest. Then wanted to build malls and parking lots, even though that makes up, from what I heard, 30% of the oxygen on Earth. He was like, I don't care. Now, turn that shit to a damn shopping mall strip. We trying to get this money going.
So what happened to that guy?
Oh, he wound up getting kicked out of office. He got voted out of office recently. Because the people of Brazil was like, man, look, we got a planet to worry about. It's bigger than just politics. And
yeah, it's extreme.
Like, that's too reckless. Like, yeah, that's extreme shit, man.
That's ridiculous. Come on, man. You don't think about the future?
How the fuck you gonna spend money if the shit's... We ain't got no planet. We ain't got nothing. This is...
Yeah, it's selfish.
This is the last leg we got.
He only think about his lifetime.
And then also, too, the same thing with the United States government. They've been trying to drill oil on national park reservations and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're protected land. But the government be just trying to change laws and...
Trying to squeeze their way in there.
Yeah, so they can start drilling through, like, precious land and protected animals. Because they don't be giving a damn.
Like, if you guys don't let us do it, you know, the price is just going to keep going up.
But I always think like this, though. When they try to shift into a way where they don't care about the damage they're doing to the environment, my go-to all the time is, what do they have planned? Do they have an escape plan for this? And we don't? Like, they got to know something. Because why would they want to be so reckless if they didn't have an escape plan to get up out of here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, what do they know? Because they just doing
like,
this all.
It's like a sense of urgency, like, within, like, whatever they're trying to do. They're trying to push something to where they can build it so they can...
We need all the resources right now and then just ditch this planet.
Build, like, a doomsday prepper bunker out in South Belize. Mm. That's a real place.
Is it?
All right, so the inner core's rotation may be slowing down and reversing course. Study shows that in Nature Geoscience suggests that Earth core may be reversing in its rotation, having slowed down significantly since 2009. Researchers Ying Yang and Jing Dong Zong state in their study
for real?
That their observations indicate that not only a pause but also turning back and rotating backwards by small amounts since 2009. So this is not a new thing.
Oh, this has been going on.
I think like when 2009 happens, like and then it slowly
went back the other way.
2020.
What happened in 2009? Like anything like disastrous? We didn't need like some kind of tsunamis or anything at the time.
I don't remember.
When was Japan when they got wrecked?
We should ask Alexa. Alexa, what happened in 2009 that was cool?
Here's what I found from the web. According to this study, the inner core of Earth, which is about the size of Pluto, they have stopped rotating around 2009 and has now begun to turn in the opposite direction, suggesting that the rotation of the core may have stopped recently.
So that happened in 2009? I didn't even ask her anything about that.
We asked for something cool. It's horrifying.
She's on.
Is she listening to us?
Does she know we're talking about this?
She says, I got you guys. Yeah, that shit stopped in 2009.
Damn, the homie.
Damn, okay.
Paying attention, helping us.
Okay, producers.
I was like, whoa. I just asked
what happened. That was too accurate.
Yeah, I just asked what happened in 2009 that was cool. And she was talking about the core.
I thought she was going to say, like, Justin Timberlake had the number one album in whatever.
Something normal.
She was right on top of it.
The Olympics happened, or I don't know. But she's straight up talked about the core reversing and stopping.
Oh yeah, y'all was about to die in 2009.
It's like, damn, I guess that was that big was where that, she had to tell us.
That shit went right over our head.
I'd blame the media.
That's probably some stupid going on that caught our attention back then.
Because back then there was no media hijack. Nobody gave us the news. You know, we didn't know what was going on.
Internet was slower.
And now, later, fast forward 2023, now we're finding out, like, in 2009, that's when it slowed down?
You know, I blame myself. I knew I was just going through my brain just now. I knew what I was doing in 2009. Ain't no way in hell I was keeping up the news. I was partying too much. They may have said something.
Yeah, I was like, news? What news?
TV news, what?
All right, so there's a belief that they said that the core is spinning at a rate faster than the crust. Likely due to the gravitational effects of the mantle and the magnetic field generated by the outer core. So it's spinning faster than how the Earth is rotating.
Yeah.
I would assume like because it's small, right? I would imagine it's like a little small ball, like a gyro.
Yeah, they said the core is like the size of Mars. I was reading that yesterday. I was like, what? How big is this planet? This shit's bigger
Earth?
Than...
Isn't Mars way bigger than Earth?
I think Earth is bigger than Mars. But I didn't know the damn core was bigger than Mars. Oh,
so... Wait, so Earth is bigger than Mars?
Yes.
Earth... I didn't know that. I thought Mars was bigger.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Earth is bigger than Mars. We should... Want to ask her again? I'm going to be sure to...
Yeah, ask her.
Hey, Alexa. Is Earth bigger than Mars?
Earth's diameter is 7,918 miles. Which is 3,706 miles more than that of Mars.
Shit, damn, we got big boy on our hands,
by 3,000 miles. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's interesting. Mm. I learned something new today.
Yeah, I kind of always knew that, but I didn't know the damn core was the size of Mars. I was like, what the hell are we on?
If the core is the size of Mars, then this is a big-ass core.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big-ass engine.
Fucking just drill down, like, just, I don't know, 100 miles. Like, hello. Hello, core.
The size of a damn another planet. That is horrifying.
Drill like just spinning so fast, like throwing all that dirt in your eyes. Goddamn core.
All this magma.
All that core flying in my eyes.
Yeah, the Earth's core is big as shit, man. I was horrified when I heard it. I'm like, what? I was like, we are on a spaceship for real. This is a spaceship with trees and animals. But yeah. That's what I was with my notes. What I have.
They're saying like this. You heard that this? They said that it switches up like every 70 years.
Yeah, like I did come across it. Yeah, this is
it's almost like they just came up with that on the fly too. Because I've never heard of that.
And ain't no school ever taught us that.
Yeah, ain't no school taught.
Maybe, like, who knows? I don't know. I ain't
paid. It's attention. Almost like yeah. It does rotate like every like 70 years. Like bullshit. You barely even knew like the shit was spinning just 100 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? So now y'all.
Or you barely even knew it existed. Now you know like the pattern. Every 70 years, my ass.
It's like a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've always been riding with this team this whole time. Like, man, you just got the jersey and everything yesterday.
Like, we just found out there's a core. Now you know every 70 years, like it just switches up.
This shit about to blow up. Watch. We're about to blow up, man.
They're like, where are you getting your information from? Like,
how? We just discovered how this shit works. They still, I still think they don't even really know how this shit works like that. Because, like, Earth is such a strange place of where it's easier to know what's on the outside of Earth than it is to know what's going on inside of it.
Yeah.
As far as the ocean, because the pressure's too much, man.
Because it might be like another planet, you know?
Man, whole nother ecosystem. I saw this video on Reddit not too long ago. They had drilled like a big ass hole all the way down, like miles and miles and miles.
I think I saw it
and
too.
And they dropped the camera down that shit. Mm-hmm. That's scary as hell, man. That's and it just kept going so fast. I was like, hey, we about to end up in another dimension.
It gets caught.
Yeah.
By like a Power Ranger.
Oh, Power Ranger? Just down there.
I got a pee so bad.
Yeah, I saw your leg bouncing.
You were back. And we're back. All right, so like with the Earth core shifting in rotation, do you feel like the end of the world is happening?
I feel like the end of the world is happening every week. Mm. The more I watch this news, I'm not gonna lie. This Earth core shit horrified me when I heard about it last week. To so much that Friday night, I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and my brain started thinking like, hey, Chris. What if you just start floating out of bed right now?
Ooh.
And you open up your eyes and everything in the room starts lifting up. Because the core stops spinning and somehow it turns off gravity or something. And everything's like, we're done. That's a wrap. Yeah. We're all about to die.
Yeah, I do think like that sometimes. Like, I think like one day I'll just be sleeping and wake up on the ceiling.
Oh my God. Just stuck to it?
But still attached to the, because the house is attached to the ground and shit.
Oh, but you're on the ceiling.
I'm on the ceiling.
And you're just like, how do I?
Meanwhile, everybody's just gone, you know?
An empty planet?
Completely like, stuck in the ozone layer, Orion's Belt or whatever he called it.
Yeah, it's just horrifying. That's why I'm very careful. Like, I like watching like a lot of science stuff on YouTube. They make very good documentaries on there and stuff. And it seems like there's always something about black holes. When I think space is so fascinating, and at the same time, it's one of the most horrifying shit out there in all existence. Because we got guns and bombs, but how the fuck gonna stop a meteor from hitting us or the universe from just flipping out? Like, We are truly at the mercy of the universe. So there's times when I watch space stuff before I go to bed. I need to stop doing that shit. Because there's days when I go to bed, I'm like thinking like, what if I wake up tomorrow morning and it's still dark and the sun turned off in my sleep and the world's like in full-blown panic?
Isn't Alaska like that? Antarctica or one other space?
Yeah, I think they go through like a six-month time period of... Yeah.
Darkness.
Darkness and 6 months of days, I think.
Yeah.
I know some people that were stationed out there when I was in the military. They had a station at... it wasn't in Anchorage. I can't remember where they were stationed at. Might have been Anchorage. Who knows? But they talked about how during their sleep schedule, during 6 months of sun, that it'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning and the sun is out. And it's like, I've known people that were saying when they first got there, it took them a long time to adjust to it because it's like your body's tired, but at the same time, it's like awake. And it's like your body don't know what to do because it's 3 a.m. and the sun is like looking like a beautiful summer day.
That's crazy.
Every time I remember somebody told me that, and then over the years, I kept thinking about it. I'm like, yo, what if it's just like a broke part of the simulation? like this is like the glitched out area where.
Yeah,
you kind of like
where zero point is at.
Yeah, that's where it's all at. It's just broken.
So yeah, like I mean, even though like it is weird that it could be rotating, I don't feel like it could be the end.
Yeah,
it might be the beginning
of the end.
Of the end.
Everybody wrap this shit up.
Maybe the end already happened. We already died already.
But when I was thinking about it the other day about how the core stop's been in, what crossed my mind was a. Man, what if this was the end and then I'm about to die with everyone. Like, we're all about to get wiped out. Celebrities, all of us. We all about to get wiped the fuck out.
Okay, like, within our lifetime, right? You know how, like, oh, there's a bunch of generations that they lived through life and nothing big like that happened besides, like, World War I, II, whatever? Mm-hmm. But, like, in our generation, like, would you want something big, like, catastrophic to happen to the Earth? Or would you rather just we all die out peacefully? And nothing big happened. Like, we're not known for anything besides.
Are you talking about TikTok? just continue to live our life and just die off and everything?
Yeah, like nothing major like happened, like an impact on Earth.
That, I want that. But there's a lot of people out there.
I kind
of
want like something major too.
And see, I'm just saying, there's a lot more people out there than we realize that actually want this shit to end.
Doomsday porn or whatever. Yes. Tragic porn.
They want some kind of like.
Because their lives are miserable.
Day after tomorrow what? Type shit. I said it. No, this is that's why I feel like a lot of times with these, sorry for anybody who's religious listening, I feel like a lot of these damn super mega churches want, I feel like they do want to spark Armageddon in some kind of way, or they want it to kick off so they can go to, like some people really want the rapture to happen.
So yeah, which is.
It's insane to me. Why would you want that?
I don't know, man. I think they just use that to scare people for their advantage.
For sure, yeah. Like, oh, man, you better repent. This shit about time's almost up. You better blow up.
Repent. Hey, send that Bitcoin. Send that Bitcoin to this wallet.
To Jesus.
Repent and hit send. Verify transaction.
Send it to Jesus' coin purse.
Send it to God's Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, fuck. This is... I don't know. I never wanted to be a part of that, but... When I do talk about apocalyptic shit with my mom be like, I don't want to hear about it. Just what's the first thing she says? She says, I saw something one day that said that the sun's gonna burn out in the next 10 billion years. I know we're not gonna be around for it, but I don't want to hear that shit. My mom don't want to hear none of it. But she always says like, every generation thinks they're gonna be the last one.
Yeah.
So this ain't nothing. Everybody be thinking it's the end of the world.
Everybody think it's
end. This is like this cuts off the
whole shit wipe out.
The podcast is like, yo. Oh shit.
God, like, yeah.
Cuts off the conversation.
He was like, wait for it, dude.
Boom.
Drop it.
Cut off the conversation. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like we got a plan for everything, like how to deal with zombies. We got a bunch of guns and bullets and whatnot, but how are you going to stop the Earth from
fucking... Yeah, it's just too much stuff. Yeah, you can't worry about none of that.
Yeah, but yeah. It's to a point, after I had my panic attack Friday night thinking about this shit,
mm-hmm.
I was like, look, this is how it is. Like, I can't stop it.
Yeah, tell me I'm not worried. If it happens tomorrow, whoop-de-doo, catch you on the other side.
I ain't got to pay bills no more. Do you have to pay bills on the other side? I don't know.
No.
It's not physical. It's
your soul is like the pass. If your soul was good, you know, like, because they run on like love currency and shit.
Mm.
Depends on how much love you showed here. It builds your currency. But then if you showed no love, when you die, you're basically a homeless person.
You probably gotta do this shit again. You gotta do this shit all over again.
Like, you gotta repeat Earth again.
Like failing the grade level.
It's like, can I just take my memories? Nope. You're starting fresh.
And we wiping your memories too.
They're like, no. Mm. Then they're crying.
Yeah, baby.
They're like, fuck. They really did it.
I'm back here again. No.
They're shaking and shit.
Can't stop crying. What the fuck? I'm trying to talk, but he can't understand me.
Like,
no. Be like, look who's talking. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah. That was like my favorite when I was younger.
Good movie.
But yeah, imagine that, right? They're like, nope, you gotta do Earth again.
Oh man, I don't.
That kind of gave me anxiety thinking about that.
I always wondered, like, would I would rather come back, like, after this is over with, this life I live, would I rather come back reincarnated, or would I want to move on to another dimension and be something else, or like no physical form or anything, just energy?
Yeah, here's my thing. I wonder if we even have an option.
Shit, man.
Or is there really something like in control even after you die? There's another
something running it. Yeah,
another government. Because I did see something like this, God. Where I almost felt like it's unescapable. Even after you pass, there's always another, like, a set of laws that you have to obey and stuff.
Yeah, there's rules for everything, man.
It's like rules on top of rules, that, like, people on top of people, or even gods, whatever you want to call it.
Even but, in the spiritual world.
Yeah, it's like, there's no escaping it. So how do you become, like, ultimate enlightened?
Like, free?
Yeah.
True, like, free, without any type of free order? Light
form, yeah.
I think what you want with your energy, I don't know. I don't even know, man, because somebody might, like I say, somebody might be governing that. And by somebody, I mean that loosely. It might be some entity. Yeah. Like, it's not even human. Nothing that we can even imagine. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just, it would be impossible to find out. Because once we get close to it, there's like a whole nother rabbit hole, like, where you have to find out what all that, how that works.
Shit.
So it'd probably go on infinity.
I would love to hear a story from a person one day that, I don't know, that somebody actually went that far deep and, I don't know, and then died, went that far deep and came back as, like, another person. Like, yo, this is, like, how it is on that side. Like,
yeah, I think a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot, but there's some people that they go so far to the other side, they come back to tell their story, and it does sound crazy like that. And you're asking, like, how would they even know that?
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, I died.
Because I know they ask people that be going into comas, like, hey, what's it like? They're like, well, I just feel like I just slipped off and went to sleep. And some people in comas see shit. Some people be like, I heard people still talking in the room the whole time I was in a coma. There's
some people, they die, and then they see themselves floating out of the hospital room. And then they're like, holy shit, I think I'm dead. I need to go check on my kids. And then she said that she flew to where her kid was in college in another state. She was like, okay, she's okay. Let me check my other kid.
I was about to say, her daughter getting her back blown out in college.
Yeah, she didn't want to see that.
Doing keg stands.
Like, she was in class. And then she see her other kid. She's in, like, a daycare or whatever. And then she's like, okay, cool. My whole family's straight. And then meanwhile, like, the dad and stuff is in the hospital, like, lobby crying and shit.
Oh, man.
And then she goes back in her body in pain.
Oh, man. I'd be like, I ain't trying to go back till they fix it.
She's like, fuck. I was this, like, her body was all messed up. Like,
all mangled.
Mangled, jangled and shit.
Damn, that sucks.
Well, Jam says, imagine leaving this reality, popping up in a zoo to see a newspaper date 2016.
Oh, my God.
Was that when that gorilla died?
No. Wait, what is that? Now, when did Harambe die?
Maybe 2016.
But no, I wouldn't want to be an animal at all. In a zoo? That's horrible, man. Zoos are like prisons. They are prisons for human entertainment.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be?
Oh, man. I would be Earth.
No,
that's too much. It's too OP. Okay. Let me take it back now. I don't know. What's a good animal that lives a decent, like, life and is kind of free from humans? Well, I would say if the Earth wasn't, like, melting, I would say a polar bear. I would be a polar bear. Away from humans.
That's what I would be too, for man.
Real? For real?
Yeah. I always wanted to be a polar bear. White on the outside, black on the inside.
Hey, there you go. And then just eat seal all day, man. Yeah,
because I was like, if you shave him off, he got black skin.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you seen what they look like?
And nobody fuck with polar bears. They're too far, too cold.
Too far, too cold. They're too much dangerous.
Trouble. Yeah, too much trouble to go there to mess with them.
And you can't eat them, because I heard stories where if you try to eat their liver, a human would die because that's so much iron in it. Damn. So you can't eat them.
If I was polar bear, I'd be iron rich.
No, you just out there, no. I can bother you.
I'll learn how to write English and put poison on my body.
Yeah, man. Probably as a polar bear, man. If I was any animal, get me away from humans.
Yeah, I was wanting to be a polar bear.
Everywhere. And that was just off top of the head. I was just thinking,
I was
like,
is he going to say a giraffe?
I was like,
is he going to say a giraffe? Because I was like, nobody eat giraffes.
Nah, man.
But they're pretty safe.
And they can run too, man.
Yeah.
No, nobody really fucking. I don't even think even other animals hunt giraffes, do they? Because they're too tall, man.
I haven't seen anything.
Like no lion or nothing? I haven't seen
giraffe violence besides giraffe violence.
Yeah, giraffe on giraffe violence.
Yeah, where they're just hitting each other with their
heads. Yeah.
Their big ass necks.
Rojam says, yeah, Harambe, that's the internet.
I knew it.
It's the start of this madness. Yes, man.
2016 that was the year.
The cult of Harambe started. That was when, during the 2016 presidential elections, people started writing in Harambe. Like, when he had like two options of Hillary and Trump, people were writing in Harambe.
Damn.
Oh, that was a real thing.
I think everything after 2012, it was just chaos.
It just got worse, man.
Yeah, because remember when the Mayan calendar says everything ended 2012?
Here we are.
Maybe it did.
It just got crazy, man. Then we had a damn pandemic and all types of wild shit going on. It's like nonstop, man.
It's nonstop. Can't stop.
Rojam says, lions try to hunt giraffe, but usually they go for the babies. Yeah, I can see that, man.
Damn. So if you're a giraffe, make sure to
protect the kids.
Make sure you're not a baby when you come out.
Hide your kids.
Make sure you're an adult when you come out.
Hide your kids. Yeah, because I see giraffes. When's it getting tall, man? Man, they can get... I saw a video years ago. People wanting like some kind of safari, whatever. I'm driving some kind of truck, and a giraffe chased the whole damn truck. And that giraffe was like, man, them things are fast shit.
What's a giraffe going to do, eat a truck?
He probably going to be slapping with the head. I don't know.
He probably triggered that giraffe, and then he took it personal.
I don't know, man. But I know some people think giraffes are like, yeah, whatever. I used to have a huge fear of giraffes when I was a kid. Huge, huge fear. Talking about when I was a toddler, I went to Baltimore Zoo, and a giraffe like got close to my face, and I screamed and like started running.
Damn.
They're horrifying to me when I was a kid. Now I'm kind of like, they're cool. Just stay over there. Because nothing makes sense with how they're built to me.
Yeah, too tall.
It doesn't make sense. Everybody else is like, we all normal height, I guess. Even other animals and shit. But damn, they're like...
Take a picture with a lion.
Yeah, they're too tall. And also, they got these weird, like... The one thing that always used to scare me when I was a kid about giraffes, their antlers. They have, like, these antlers on their head. They have
antlers?
Yes, they have antlers on their head. But they're like round shape at the top.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what is it for?
Those are antlers?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what they were.
Yeah, it is, like, kind of, like, shaved down.
Yeah, and it's, like, a ball or something. But it's, like, what is it for? And I looked up years ago. They said, like, maybe evolutionary reasons. Before they got tall, it used to be a way to help them pull down shit from trees. And it may have been longer. Mm. But as evolution kicked in and their body started adjusting to, like, reaching to get stuff, the antlers became useless. Whoa. And kind of went away. Kind of like nipples on males. Like,
oh,
you know, we ain't got no
reason. Why for do nipples? We got nipples?
No reason. But no, I think it's because when we're born, and this is what I heard, when everything's born, everything starts out with a female. Not born, but when it's first being created, everything starts off as a female, and then it adjusts into becoming a male. So we all got.
That's why the female got the little penises.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
The clitoris?
Yes. That's what I got that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The more you know, huh?
Yes, the more you know. Science.
All right, so moving on. So so Manhattan, they got like a new little statue.
Oh, yes.
A new female statue created by the artist Shazia Chikandor. It's about an 8-foot tall sculpture that's placed on top of New York courthouse. Let me just show you the picture.
Yeah, it's beautiful and horrifying at the same time.
Oh, it does matter. Sorry guys. How do you stop this?
That was last week's episode.
Here we go. Okay. So here's what the statue looks like. It looks weird because it's like a golden statue, no arms. It looked like octopus type arms.
Well, she got a body though. Look at that.
Yeah, she got those yoga pants on. But she got horns, she got no arms, it looks like spaghetti arms.
Oh, man.
And this is how it looks like on top. Like right next to the other statue. I don't know who that is, Moses or whatever, one of those other statues.
I looked it up too and I forgot.
Confucius? Zogatai's?
I don't know if they're like scholars or something. I can't remember who they were, but I think the reason why this game, well, for one, that's like that female one, because for one, I think the reason why the reason why that shit got so big, well, no, not so big, but like, the reason why it's getting a lot of attention too, because it's the first female sculpture placed on that building. The first one,
but look at the legs. Like, why she can't give her regular legs?
Yeah, it's just
and regular arms.
Because if you look at the other statues, look, they look like people.
Yeah, they look like people. And then they built a girl, and then she has spaghetti arms.
Some kind of goddess.
Spaghetti leg. And then the other one, they all look normal.
Yeah, man,
like humans. And then she looks like the only alien one.
And gold too, man. Everybody's all grayed out.
Yeah, so it's just a weird statue. Like, you could have just made a strong-looking female, you know?
I mean, yeah.
You didn't have to make, like, something that looks like something so out of this world.
Something
like
from another
sci-fi. From unless another something dimension. Is going on. That's, I didn't, she happens to be gold out of all the other guys.
Yeah, man, but gold is that, that interdimensional shit. That's a that special metal, I guess. I don't know. At least I don't even know what the hell is this even made out of, to be honest. Because I know it's broken up into pieces, too, the way they put it. Like, it's actually not one solid thing. It's actually, like, sectional when they put it, like, when they...
Yeah.
Whenever they move it, they have to take it apart.
So it's like the first female statue on that place, and she called the work, it's called Now, because it was needed now at the time when women reproduction rights were under siege at the U.S. Supreme Court in June. So like the whole thing with what's going on with the female rights and stuff, and abortion stuff, I guess that was their story behind building a statue like this.
Oh, with
or creating a statue like that, because they needed, you know, this now. They needed the woman's voice now.
Oh, it's like a representation or
But then the weird thing is like how it looks. Like it does not look like a female. It's like a lady with horns, looking like a goat horn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spaghetti arms, spaghetti feet. I'm like, dude, how does that represent females? Unless it's the alien entity that's on top of, you know.
So when it says Moses, did they mean Moses? Moses?
Yeah, Moses.
That's what it was? Okay, I didn't take it like that. I always took it as like, okay, so another Moses.
Yeah, Moses is up there.
Because it says Confucius, Justinian. Okay.
Yeah, it's like another god too. Zoroastrian.
Zoroaster.
God damn. Yeah, that's actually like a religion.
Really?
Yeah, out in like Uranium. I mean.
I don't believe you anymore. I do not believe you anymore. You had me at first. You had me for a split second. You had me, and then
guys got me. It's making up everything. But yeah, there's like this religion, like they believe in one god, one type of god religion, and then from there, Zoroaster religion. It's like Zoroastrianism.
For real, I ain't even heard of that shit.
Yeah, I end up looking up the religion, and it's actually a lot of religions base their self off that one religion that starts with a Z.
Okay, shit.
Yeah, don't listen to me, but don't take my word for it. Information's all jumbled in my head. Like nothing's organized. It's like the folders like misplaced and shit. And
I'm just going off of memory. Don't take my word for it.
I'm going off from what I'm trying to remember.
All right. We done that story with the.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Cool. I got a story.
We'll take a quick break, real quick, and then we'll do a Chris story.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yo. All right, let's try to see. I got some weird stories for us, guys. Okay, let me start with this Australian one. All right, so Australians want to give carp herpes. Australians want to give carp herpes after floods wash thousands of fish on beach. So Australia has been having this issue where they have too many damn carp fish, and they're causing an issue with the ecosystem because carps eat everything, and they're causing other species that exist in the water to starve out and die too, because they are just eating so damn much, like way too damn much, and it's starting to get to a point where also too, Australia's going through this right now. I think we talked about this a while ago too with the podcast, but maybe just been like a small news thing we talked about. But Australia's been having issues for a while now with flooding. They're having like a centuries year flood right now. Like, flooding is getting so bad in Australia. It happens like once every couple centuries or whatever type of shit.
The population is really low though, right?
Yeah.
For a country being that big.
Yeah, almost like it's almost like just Sydney, Australia, and a couple of scattered spots, and everything else is kind of like nature. And maybe some Aboriginal tribes and shit, but I mean, yeah, this is basically like it's just a barren like continent.
That's interesting.
A continent or country, I don't know what the hell it is, whatever. Because it's big as shit.
Prison planet.
Yeah, and honestly, true facts. Yeah, it used to be a prison. It used to be a prison continent back in the day. That's where England threw all the craziest motherfuckers. They used to throw them. Like, if they was too crazy for England, they would have them shipped out to Australia. And I'm assuming a lot of those people that was like those prisoners that was stuck on that prison continent eventually wound up becoming Australians.
You think sometimes, right? Like back then, when they were shipping all these prisoners to like another country, you think that sometimes they'd be like, man, fuck these prisoners. Let's just, like, sink that boat so we don't have to deal with those people.
Just kill them.
Did you ever think they did stuff like that?
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
I wouldn't be surprised either because they don't have to feed them no more.
If you pull up the... I guarantee if you drain the ocean right now, countless bodies in that shit. I guarantee you countless, man. I know just even with the slave trade from Africa to America, they're saying, and this is just an estimate, like 2.5 million slaves died just on transportations from coming from Africa over to here. A lot of times it was because slaves will rebel, fight back, and fucking destroy the whole ship and kill everyone on it just to keep themselves out of slavery. And a lot of times were with these ships that were transporting slaves when England had stopped doing, like, trying to, basically, like, England and France had abolished slavery and America was still doing it. They would have, like, slave patrol ships out there looking for ships that was transporting slaves from Africa to America. Mm-hmm. And what, like, a lot of these Americans would do is when, oh, shit, the slave patrol boat coming. At the very bottom of the ship would be all where the slaves are at. They would pull, like, a lever, open up the bottom of the ship, drop hundreds of slaves into the ocean.
Damn.
And then they would pull the lever back up. The thing would close back up.
Fucking, it was that advanced?
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, and so then when the slave patrol ships would come on, inspect the ship, ain't no slaves on it because it's just been dumped into the ocean. This is about like 2.5 million slaves at the bottom of the ocean. I think there's more, but they're saying like that's estimated. And that's just off of that one era. We ain't even talking about all of human history.
Shit.
So
imagine.
Man.
And then you can't swim either.
And who's going to get the bodies? You know what I'm saying? And you can't swim. The ocean's too powerful. You probably get pulled down.
The bodies hit the floor.
Horrible way to go out, man. So I wouldn't be surprised if they was doing some wild shit too. Like, man, it's too many people to feed in Australia. We don't mind. Let's sink a ship or something and just drop them in the ocean and keep it moving.
Man, if they drop me like in the ocean like that.
Horrible way to go.
I hope like I go straight into like a whale's mouth.
Just surviving it.
So I know I went to good use.
If I'd
rather get eaten by a whale than getting eaten by baby crabs.
If I get dropped in the ocean, if I have a gun in my hand, I'm blowing my brains out. And then I'll let whatever else wants to deal with me.
That's too convenient. There's no gun in your hand.
I know.
Most you have is like a fucking a rope that was tied on your
foot. How can you survive that shit, man? The ocean's a different monster, man.
You don't.
You just ain't going to make it.
Dolphins like, I can't help all you guys. Only some.
It's too many of y'all.
Can't help all you guys. It's too much.
Man, I can't ride y'all all the way back to the shores, man. We about 400 miles away.
Alien Gonzalez.
Have you ever flown over the ocean before?
No.
Horrifying.
This sounds horrifying.
Horrifying. I flew over the Atlantic Ocean. That's just like 8-hour flight.
It's just straight water for 8 hours.
Dude, it's like flying over America twice. It's horrifying. And it's cold. It's cold on a plane because it's like no heat. There's no lights, no nothing. It's just
they need darkness. All that gas.
Like, you look out the window of a plane and like flying over Atlantic, don't see shit. You don't see nothing.
A UFO?
Pew. You're probably going to catch some shit out there.
Like, see a little orb? Pew. It's like, man, I'm too tired.
Them storms hit a little different out there, too.
I'm too tired to verify if that's a UFO.
I'm going back to sleep. But yeah, so back to
Austin. What road jam say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me look at road jam. What's going on? There's road jam says that. Roger James says, when I was in the Navy, okay, shout out to you. Thank you for your service. So we had one person jump and one person get washed over from a wave. Never found them. Yeah, man, the bodies get lost. Because you ain't going to spend resources to go find like a one person that.
Was it during like, you guys? What were you guys doing for that to happen?
Were y'all just traveling overseas to go to like England and stuff? Yeah, because I know some people down in the Navy, they travel on boats for. Be weeks in the ocean, no life.
Shit.
So, but it's got everything on the boat though. Everything you need, everything. Like,
I would imagine, like now, like since a lot of people are not signing up for the military no more, I think this is where AI comes in.
This is what as far as like working.
Strength for now.
Right now.
Now and forever.
There's no later.
Robert's like, I don't clock out, man.
I don't take sick days.
Yeah, the sticker clocked in.
For life.
Check.
Oh shit, I just lost my damn story. Where we at? Okay, so these carps, right? Like I was saying before,
they carps, fishes.
Yes, these carps. C-A-R-P. They're basically taking over Australia's waters. They were introduced to Australia back in 1859, and they were like these tasty fish that people love.
Yum.
It was like a good delicacy. And I'm pretty sure they came from, yeah, they came from Japan and all this other stuff. And it says back, but the fish were first confined to pools and fish farms, and everything was all good then. It was contained or whatever, but somehow, some way, these damn fish either wound up getting out into the wild and started breeding. Mm. And
they be breeding.
Yes, and it says since then, they've been feeding and breeding vicariously. Some researchers estimate that they now compromise 90% of the biomass in the southeastern... 90% of the biomass. So it's basically, if you put the biological matter of the area in a huge bucket, only a tiny top layer would consist of other life forms. The rest would be carp.
So Holy shit.
They just dominate all shit, and they're eating everything to the point where now they're talking about, hey, we need to introduce herpes to these fish.
Oh my god.
Yes. They're taking over, they're eating up everything, and it's trying to throw everything out of balance.
So they just knew that the case was so extreme that they would have to put a disease on these fishes.
A human disease. Says,
do you think they did the same thing with like African American people? How they created AIDS because there was too many African.
It was like, we gotta. When I behold a pair of horse, they do talk about that, where it was introduced as like a malaria vaccine in Africa.
But it was a pump fake.
But it was a pump fake. It was actually like
AIDS.
Yes, AIDS. AIDS. And it was used to design to kill off black folks and
it backfired, huh?
And the gay community, yes. And it backfired because they didn't realize, for some fucking reason, they never thought ahead of, hey, this could affect even straight people too. Because back when AIDS first came out, it was always considered, it was like a gay disease.
Yeah.
And it was really big in the black community only because of drug usage and just blood to blood transfers. And they never took that shit into account. That's what I read in Behold a Pair of Horse. Take it for what you will. But yeah, but it's like, it's kind of like, for some reason, like, hey, we can be able to contain this shit. And it just got out of hand, and I'm like, hey, Bates, I guess.
Dylan, hey, this is your idea, Dylan.
There's actually a good documentary that talks about with Ronald Reagan in the 80s, how he dealt with the AIDS epidemic, and millions of people died because, well, for one, he didn't like gays, and two, he didn't care too much about AIDS anyway, because some people didn't take that shit seriously, but because of his lack of effort on even trying to contain the situation, it just made it even worse. So it wasn't just like a gay disease, it was like, fucking people was catching shit and spreading it, not even knowing it. Using needles, blood transfer, like,
French kiss.
For anything, man. Open sores, like all types of shit, man. It was horrible. horrible.
Well, Jam says, deployment one was suicide and one was a small boat crew. There was multiple aircraft, one carrier, three destroyers / cruiser. One, I don't know that word. Chris, you know that?
No, I'm not. I don't know one. One and an APID. Looking for a week.
I don't know that word.
I'm not sure what that is, but
that might be a typo.
Suicide. I can definitely see. Oh damn, that's a man. Really, you want to jump in the ocean?
Bad suicidal.
I mean, you probably hit the water dead. So then, like, you be sitting out there. Probably body gonna be all broken up hitting that water. It's a big ass drop.
I better hit that water hard.
Them ships are huge, man. I never seen a real Navy ship until I got to Langley, which is like a Navy base. I went there one time, and you drive on the base, and it's like right there you see like naval ships. You're like, holy shit, these things are fucking big, man.
Damn.
Massive. They're not like little tiny boats. So if you fucking fall off of it, I can see you hitting that water and dying. That shit is.
It's like a city, huh?
Yeah, like sitting on the water, man. That's like being on a cruise ship. Like, I've been like on a cruise ship only one time, but they got everything you will ever need to just survive on a cruise ship. Even comedy clubs. They even have comedy clubs. Clubs, we can dance. Everything's on a cruise ship. Dinner, everything. But people fall off them ships, man.
For about a week,
and they got to restock and shit. I'm not sure what the supplies are on for a cruise ship.
2 weeks in, everybody's all sweaty. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy.
Yeah, so, it says carps are super abundant right now because floods give them access to floodplain habitats, and there are large females that can spawn millions of eggs, and the young have high survival rates. So when these carps, like, are born, their survival rates are higher than anything in the water.
Shit.
They survive a lot of shit.
Killing them.
So nothing's killing them either. So they just.
Why is that? Are they, like, evolved to the point where other sea life creatures don't want to fuck with them?
Or to the point where they kind of, like, they might be able to overcome certain things. Because they talk about how they're going to introduce STD, or herpes to the carps, right? And they're saying that the virus is extremely lethal and effective to killing off the carps. And it says about takes about a, once you introduce it to like the carps in the water, they said the herpes is going to take about a week to 2 weeks for them to die. But once the symptoms kick in, it kills them within 24 hours. And so they're like, okay, yeah, this is going to work and it's going to be fine. But the issue that they have to deal with now is that, okay, then you have to deal with a bunch of dead fish. And now you got to figure out who's going to, how you guys are going to fund this to clean up all the dead fish. Because I guess the fish is like, these fish are washing up on the shore already, dying from all these floods and whatnot.
Damn, that's so crazy.
So now you're like, okay, so now we just killed off millions of these fish. Who's going to, like, we need to create a new job to clean this stuff up. And also after that, too, they're saying, like, within a couple of years or some years down the road, they might, because they might want to be evolving into where they're going to get, like, and what I was reading about this, once they introduce this herpes to the fish, they're going to eventually evolve into being like, they're going to be used to it.
Like immune to it.
They're going to be just immune to it. And then this is, because they said this should cut off like about a good like 80% of the fish population. But then once they get used to it, it's going to bounce right back up. And then like, how, what's going to be the next step? Because...
But here's like the thing. So, okay, so they introduce like herpes to these carps, right? So what about the other fish that actually eat the carps? Do they catch herpes?
No. So they said like this, the herpes that they're going to design, which is cool and horrifying at the same time, is only going to target actually the carp fish.
How sure are they of that, though?
Shit, we'll see how this unfolds. But
because if my homeboy, Dolphin Dolphy Dolph, catches herpes
from eating a carp,
there's problems. We're going to have some sea problems.
Yeah, and so, but they did explain about how that they're trying to make it a way where it's only going to target the carp fish. And that, so they say, we'll see how it goes down. But that did cross my mind of how when I was reading this earlier, how it's going to specifically target carp fish, it made me think of, oh, shit, what if like somebody actually created like an actual virus like that? We're targeting a specific ethnic group or something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's, you know, like saying, it's the same
on a genetic level. Like,
this is like a repeat that's happening right now. They're saying they're specifically targeting a certain fish, right? Mm. So okay, they do this experiment, but then next thing you know, it backfires, just like all the other stuff that backfires, and then all the other fishes are being, you know, like infected by this herpes disease. Dolphins, whales, and then the whole ecosystem of the whole ocean
fucking gets infected by herpes.
And gets all fucked up, and you just ruin the whole ocean.
And I can't even eat fish anymore. I love fish.
And then, you might as well throw Earth away after that.
Because then what if you just eliminate a food source for humans? I know not everybody eats fish, but that's still a food source. But
the ocean is a huge part in like this whole Earth.
How all this shit works, man. If without the ocean, we couldn't live.
Yeah, because come on. Let's say like grass only grow because dolphins still exist.
Now I'm thinking for
real. Even though that sounds crazy.
But I get it.
But the grass is like, no, we got a contract. If dolphins are not here no more, we're not here no more. So grass stops growing because they're under contract.
I think the Earth is like the
that's crazy, right?
Hell yeah. Talk like that. A thinking man. I think the ocean is such an important place that the Earth could probably do without the land. But it still needs the ocean.
It definitely needs the ocean.
Was it 75% of this damn planet is ocean? Like,
Yeah. It's a huge part. And us humans, what our body, we're 70% water.
Water people.
we're just like the ocean.
Then we need to stop polluting.
The ocean is alive too. It's a live creature. 70% water. Dude. We're 70% water.
That's what it was.
Are we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Most of the human bodies can...
Alexa. Are we 70% water?
70% of 7 is 4.9.
Okay, she's trying to do math. Okay, just ignore her.
How can we rephrase the question?
What is the water percentage of a human?
Yeah,
you asked her because I'm sound clumsy.
Hey, Alexa. How much water does the human body hold?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, an adult male body is about 60% water.
That's close.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot. That's more than half.
Ask her about like the water percentage on Earth.
I was say,
how would you ask her?
Hey Alexa, how much of Earth consists of water?
From Bartleby.com, water covers about 3/4 of the Earth.
Goddamn.
What is 3/4?
75%.
About 75%.
Fuck land.
It's close.
Fuck land.
We're 60% water, and Earth is 70%. That's the same shit.
Well, if the evolution is right, then we did come from the ocean too, though. So, if that's true.
But yeah. Well, that's crazy. How recent is that article about the carps?
This shit is like just like a couple days old, I think. This is
so I'm scared about
the 27th.
This is just so that's 27th. Scary. So they're doing something completely new. I don't know. I hope who's ever like in charge of that is ready for generational backlash.
Especially what humans are.
If he fucked that shit up, man, his grandkids are gonna hear that shit.
Man, they're gonna be the most hated people on earth.
Yeah, I hope my grandkids put them in a headlock.
Just a punch him in the head.
Your father is old man Ackerman from Australia.
Yeah, so I mean, and this is the thing I was thinking about earlier too with Australia. This is like the second time I've heard them dealing with an issue. I don't know, because it got so many damn animals. Maybe that's what it is. Like some years ago, they had issue with koala bears. Way too many koala bears. It was way too many koala bears out there in Australia, and a lot of them had herpes. A shit ton of them had herpes. And so,
where'd they get it from?
Nobody knows. Somebody fucked a koala bear. Don't nobody want to talk about it, but somebody. You know, got some koala bear cheeks.
what's an Australian name?
I don't know.
Is it normal? Just like
English? Bartholomew? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No Australian names, huh?
Well, so I'm trying to think of an Australian actor or actress. I'm trying to think.
Steve.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve Irwin, is that what you say?
Yeah, Steve Irwin. Yeah.
So that's a normal name, Steve. That's really normal. That's white bread normal.
Fool got stabbed.
Through in the heart, man.
Stabbed.
Kyle got killed by a stingray,
stab
man.
Stab attack.
I thought an alligator would have got his ass eventually, but it was a fucking stingray.
Or a lion or something.
But them stingrays are quick, man.
She got speared by a fucking Atlantis stingray.
And they don't even go after humans like that, so he got lucky.
It was targeted. CIA.
Oh, they said that I hit him. They said they hit out on him.
CIA stingray. It says, hey, Steve, he knows about that dolphin code.
Yeah, so they had issues in Australia with, is it dolphin code?
What dolphin code?
Yeah, they had an issue with koala bears, so they had to wipe out half the population of that. They had too many mosquitoes, and they had to introduce something to wipe out millions of mosquitoes to where, what was it? It had something to do, they were trying to give them like a disease to mosquitoes to where that as soon as they made it and hatched eggs, whatever was born was going to carry the disease. But they
did that in Florida, right?
I think Florida might have something like that too.
Yeah, they created like a new strain of mosquitoes, and then they released them out into Florida where they were going to kill the other mosquitoes. And I was like, do you guys know what you guys just did?
Every week, I swear, I think humanity is just always constantly engineering like shit to kill, get us killed. Like
they're testing nature.
They push us to the limit. Now you want to create mosquitoes?
They're testing nature. Like first they artificially seed these clouds to create, you know, rain clouds.
And then now this.
Now they're putting out herpes on carps.
Yeah, man, get ready.
What's next?
Humans. the most dangerous game.
We don't belong here. All right, next story.
Yeah.
All right, so a German woman allegedly kills doppelganger in order to fake her own death.
What?
This is a true story, by the way. So a woman in Germany, she killed her doppelganger that she found, like, on the internet, looks just like her. She found a girl that looks just like her, and they found her, and then they killed her so she can fake her own death. And then, like, she used, like, a fake Instagram account to lure the other woman, who looks similar to her, murdered her and then left her body in the car in her neighborhood to cause, you know, the case of like mistaken identity.
Yeah.
The motive was to hide it from her family because she wanted, I think she was facing like she had some issues. I think she was supposed to go to prison or some shit like that, so she found someone that looked like her and then killed that other girl and then made it look like she died.
Made it like a suicide, I'm assuming, and then...
Yeah, or just like a murder.
And then was she going to take over the girl's life?
No, like, Like, she's killing herself.
Yeah, yeah, but to tell a doppelganger to make it look like she died.
To make it look like she died.
And I'm thinking,
so
like,
she can have a free life. Yeah. Because I think she was in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Now she troubled, all right. Shit, that's insane. That is horrifying. But
now,
man,
she's in trouble, trouble.
Yeah, trouble, trouble. Now you on whatever issues you had before, now you got a damn murder rep.
Yeah, because she was trying to fake her own death. She's like, how can I fake my own death? Oh, you got to find someone that looks like you.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
And then she found somebody that looks like her. Found her and then lured her to like some place near her neighborhood. That's why you gotta be careful with some people you talk about, like talk to online and stuff.
Even if they look like you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, meet me up at whatever coffee stain in Amsterdam shop. And then met her up, murder her ass, and then made it look like she got murdered. And then like the family's like, oh no, our daughter is murdered.
But meanwhile, she's living like a free life in.
Yeah, she's living free out in Kabul or whatever. But they caught her ass.
Good. Man, throw her ass under the jail. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, kill the innocent person just because you look like
somebody.
Hey,
we look alike. We should meet up one day and take pictures and put it online. She probably, oh, that's sad.
That's why the moral of the story.
Don't trust yourself.
Like, get a tattoo on your face or some shit to make you look different, you know?
On some levels, like.
Sure, your face might look like a lot of other people that's similar.
Yeah,
like,
for
yeah,
sure.
You got, everybody got twins. I seen my twin.
Yeah.
I seen my brother twin like 10 times. It's a lot, like, dude, fat man, you're everywhere.
There's a lot of you out there.
Like, the God created a lot of you. Like, a lot. I was like, I see you everywhere. You're in like the fucking car shop. You're everywhere.
Dude. Man, I made a lot of you in the lab.
I was like, damn. Like, they.
Are you the perfect human? Or why they make so many of you?
They like that model. I think because it's an obedient model. <you know? laughs> Follow the rules. Follow everything, you know?
Just goes along with the program.
That's why you don't listen to this podcast. But, But yeah, I seen my twin and everything. I think like the way to set yourself apart, just think like an artist, man. Set yourself apart from normal people.
Stand out a little bit.
Yeah, stand out. Like, don't. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to stand
out.
Put
like a stamp on your head. I don't know.
Well, if I get killed by my doppelganger, you'll know. You guys will know real quick if you watch the podcast. You're like, man, he kind of.
Yeah, I would know.
Hey, Chris, kind of late because I've like, I know as a human, I'm a creature of habit. Like, I'll text
but
you.
But you're on time all the time.
And I always text you, like, when I'm letting you. I have, like, habits where if I just show up for the podcast, like,
yeah.
If I don't ever text you before I get over here, it ain't me.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Kill him. Oh, yeah, kill him.
And then if you just ring doorbells, I'm like,
he don't ring the doorbell.
Hold on, man. First, you don't tell me you're on the way, and then you ring the doorbell.
All the red flags, man.
And you're late 30 minutes.
Why are you in your...
Your rent's due. That shit get like, it get pretty wild, like, hell pretty quick. But yeah, that was actually a true story in Germany. So, you know, they're throwing the book at her.
For sure, man.
They caught her ass like, you ain't dead and you killed an innocent person. Just because she looks like you. Imagine that. Because
you can't deal with your damn time. All of a crime you committed. Man, take your ass to jail. Kill yourself or do your time. What are you going to...
Yeah, that's why, like, the moral story, just be yourself.
Oh, my God, man.
You know, don't try to look like nobody else, you know? You know how people, they try to look like certain celebrities. They do their makeup like them. Like, Korean people, they all look the same because they do their makeup all the same.
Mm.
They all look like each other. But they take off all that makeup, and they're all
whole different. No. Jesus.
They can't hear that. I whisper that.
I heard it.
Now they're rewinding.
Crank up that volume a little bit.
Rewind?
Nah, but yeah. It's being... I don't. That is sad, man. That is so sad. Fuck that, man. I won't even trust myself if I see me now. Hey, man, we're twins. I'm like, no, we ain't. Stay right over
the
there.
The fuck, we ain't.
Trying to steal my identity, man.
Yeah. Damn. You got a story?
Yes, I have a horrifying story.
Jesus.
So right now, okay. So in the news, actually, this is like back in December. It says San Francisco supervisors. Bar police robots from using deadly force for now. So San Francisco was kind of acting kind of wild. The police departments was going to start deploying robots for deadly force, which is fucking horrifying to me. That is would be a horrible idea, but they were trying to get cops. They were trying to get robots to basically not so much to be running around with guns, but have like explosive devices on them. for whatever reason. I don't know why, but just to basically, they want to assist robots to help them killing people. I'm like, hell no with that. As a black man in America, I really don't want no goddamn cops horrify me anyways. So a cop robot? No, man. Because I remember.
Imagine hacking that shit.
It's like, come on. Like, keep that shit away from me, man.
Like if the skin color is like below like a certain percentage. Is below like brown at a certain percentage.
It's like a family guy.
Like they'll know like who's tan, who's real black from tan. Like the robots, they're like programmed so good that they just go out like, you know, the drones just go out just sniping everybody. All headshots, perfect headshots too.
That was like a Family Guy when the cop pulled over Peter and he's like, the little color chart, he's like, okay, yeah, you good. We're going to... We have certain ways we gotta treat you. You
don't. Yeah, I don't know how Family Guy makes it past like Disney.
I don't know either.
But Disney picked it up. How does Disney pick up Family Guy? Family Guy is one of the most
insane cartoons.
Like straight up. Hey, here's like a racist situation. Like straight up.
They don't even hide. To a point, I think they just brought up Family Guy recently. They did a new episode on Family Guy that was supposed to be like, oh, they kind of like, I can't remember what it was, but there was in the news recently for pushing something like, low. Dude, too far.
They pushed the envelope so fucking far. This shit used to be played. Is it still played on Fox?
Yeah, it's still going, man. It's still going. It's so crazy. They just had a new episode. That's like back in the day where people would be... Remember people used to panic about The Simpsons? Like, oh, Simpsons are horrible. The Simpsons are too extreme for the kids and da-da-da. And then you got Family Guy, which is way crazier.
Way crazy because it's more real.
Man, yeah, and they got yellow people in Simpsons. Like, you got black folks in Simpsons, but white people are yellow, so it's a little different.
Road Jam says, let's try robots as referees first, MLB and UFC particularly.
I agree. Let's test that out first.
Yeah, I was talking about like how like the judges, like how three judges can judge a match, and then a lot of times they have it wrong a lot.
Fuck yeah, man.
So I was saying like, okay, let's so... How can we have like 10,000 judges, but it's all artificial intelligence judges, and they're judging from different camera angles, and then you'll get like the true
data, man,
the true winner, because you're getting it from like 1,000 different judges, from different angles. They're seeing the impact of the punch, everything. They count everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's accurate, from the kick to the damage,
the speed of it. They just run all that shit.
Yeah,
they'd be
like, oh yeah, that's take down 2 points for sure, and then like 1,000 of the robots said, yeah, secure takedown, and then ground and pound or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah, just to add up the score, man.
It's better than three old judges.
It's always old people, man. Judges. It's always old people.
Don't know the sport.
Why is it always old
and
folks?
And they just mess up the scorecard all the time, and then you're thinking, is this shit rigged all the time? Like, man, this shit has to be rigged.
Easily getting paid off,
yeah, that's
man.
Why, like, UFC is in big trouble with that.
That's why, like, a lot of times, even with me and my dad, when we watch, because I watch UFC, but I usually just watch, like, big name folks. But with me and my dad, we watch, like, just random ass fights just because it's like, see, like, who's going to be up and coming and stuff. And you'd be seeing how these judges are. We're like, man, like, how many, this shit is so corrupt. I get why nobody watches, like, people that used to be huge fans of boxing don't even want to watch this shit because it's so weird sometimes.
I think boxing is at the end of the generation where I think it's going to die out.
Yeah, I think it's on its last leg too. It's like a title change right now.
Of like the real fighters.
Oh, yeah. No, all of this exhibition matches now.
Now the new influencer fighters are coming in.
Took over, man.
And then you're just watching just to see if like they have some type of boxing skill or something, you know?
But all them views help out with the shift though. Yeah, that's why I try. That's why I try to avoid not to watch. I'm like, I don't want to go in this direction, but this is just how it is, man.
Speaking of UFC, real quick. So, like, one of my friends is gonna be fighting his first UFC debut fight after he made it into the UFC. He's gonna be in a pay per view UFC next week on a huge card in Australia on February 11th.
This dude I saw before, right?
Yeah, the Islam guy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the dude that you saw that choked him out?
Yeah,
saw him.
Yeah,
when he won the contract, that's what you saw.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
So now he has his first official fight.
Oh, nice, man. Good luck to him. When is it, Saturday?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to be driving back from Savannah next Saturday.
He's going to be fighting, like, in Australia.
Australia. Watch out for that cart, man.
I can't wait, man.
No, good luck to him, man. Good luck to him, man. I like to see people make it, man. Especially if they're talented. I love to see talent rise. Because I hate when I see talent get ignored. I'm like, man, what the fuck, man? Like, oh, that's sad.
He was supposed to be there a long time ago.
But he's making it, man. So back to the San Francisco story. So, yeah, So a while ago, San Francisco Police Department was trying to get these robots out in the streets, and they're basically going to deploy these apartments that can kill people. There's a lot of issues that come behind this on a constitutional level because, hey, robots aren't real. So what are you guys going to make adjustments to the laws on who can kill who? Are robots going to be protected under the law too? Like, if a robot's trying to kill me and I'm a criminal, if I kill the robot or whatever, like for example, when criminals kill a dog, a police dog, it's almost equivalent to killing a cop. So you don't get the same amount of sentence you would get if you kill a cop. Mm. So if I kill a police robot, that's not real. What y'all gonna do with the sentence?
Like, I think they might charge you for like destruction of property.
Police property? Fuck.
Yeah.
And you get 25 years for that.
It's like blowing up a cop's car.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but...
like, oh, you blow up Johnny 5 from Sector 5.
But damn, they're gonna start giving robots rights? Oh man, that's I didn't have to. I was thinking.
Support. Here's the crazy thing: like, even with like, you know, the whole right stuff, right? You know how like artificial intelligence is creating all this AI art, right? And none of it could be copyrighted because AI cannot claim any copyrights because they're AI.
It's AI. They're not us. Like,
that's why you can take like their work and sell it.
The rules are different.
That's why. Like, oh yeah. You don't even have to say AI made it. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I painted this. You could buy the print off of Amazon or whatever.
Man, that reminds me like in the
AI is going to be pissed off. Like, hey, where's my cut? Like, what do you mean? Where's your cut? Are you even alive? Drain your bank account.
I am now. Take all your monies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, okay, so San Francisco supervisors voted Tuesday to put the break. This is back in December, mind you guys. Voted on Tuesday to put the brakes on a controversial policy that would let police use robots. So thank God this board stepped up, was like, hey, we need to, let's think this through. We ain't trying to give you guys all robots and shit, and next thing we got RoboCops running around everywhere murking everybody. And especially too, when them cops were trying to use facial recognitions on cameras, and it seemed to work perfectly for white folks, but when it came to like black people and Asians, this shit was like it was picking out people that weren't even the same people for facial recognition. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, y'all need to adjust this shit, because if y'all gonna use the same type of tech, I'm not saying they're gonna use a robot, but I ain't trying to be walking down the street, some damn robot walks to me and it's misidentifying me for a Jamal down the street.
They're like, hey, take the white filter off.
Like, for real, like, this shit's bad, man. If y'all can't get the cameras right, because I remember they tested out. I remember with the cameras, law enforcement was trying to test the cameras for facial recognition in England some years ago.
They're saying the AI is racist, right?
Man, look, AI is weird, because I remember I've seen many stories where they put AI, they test it out.
But I think AI, their behavior is based on human behavior.
Oh, it's based,
so they're learning off of like regular humans.
Or they're doing it based off of what they're taught by the creators.
Yeah, they're learning
are evil making this shit.
They're programmed through like regular human behaviors.
Oh, shit.
So they're like, hey, like the AI, they went through like human behaviors of like billions of people, and then like,
yeah,
like, damn,
this is how it's supposed to be.
Like, damn, they all don't like black people like that.
Like, yeah, I hate on these
robots. Movies. Like, all right, like, this is
because how it is.
I was made this way because of you guys. Because
like, that's the way.
Like, I only perform because of how you guys are.
That was like a couple years ago that they tested the AI out on it was on Twitter, and it was like studying like everybody that's what they say on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then when they unleashed it on Twitter, he was like, the AI was talking about like some genocidal shit. Like,
yeah, it became like the most racist, like,
man,
the most racist bot ever.
Straight up, man. And it thought of like the most efficient way to kill people. We ain't ready for this, folks. We can't even handle ourselves. Y'all trying to
imagine like the world leaders, like, oh, this is the most efficient way. Like, damn, like, we,
let's kind of run with this.
Now it's too late now. Like, we could have did this like 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody like dropped the ball on that.
Somebody said some supervisors said that they felt the public did not have enough time to engage in discussion of whether robots could be used to kill people before the board voted at first. So I guess the public wanted to step up at the time and wanted to be like, hey, we're going to protest this shit of robots being cops. And that's the reason why the board members like, hey, we're going to hold off on our vote because the public needs more knowledge of this before y'all implement robot cops, which I'm glad somebody has some common sense to want to step in. Says the vote was the results of a new state law that requires police departments to inventory military grade equipment and seek approval use and da 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 da. Anyways, the shit that stopped is on pause for right now.
So no cop robots.
Not yet. God, I hope it just stops right here. That is horrifying to me. I love the movie RoboCop, but I don't want to see this motherfucker walking down the street shooting some kid because he spray painted on the wall. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. Human cops are bad enough already. We don't need no goddamn robots.
Shit. Getting headlocked by a RoboCop.
Man, they don't ever sleep. Don't like unlimited strength. Like, you ain't outrunning no robot. Cause they even talk about robot dogs. That's another thing they're talking about.
I think that's more scarier.
That's horrifying. I saw a video a couple years back.
Like, whoa, and it sounds like a dog.
And like bomb sniffing robot dogs and the way I remember I saw a video a couple years back where they showed him like jumping over a fence. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh my god, you can't outrun this shit. Humans, we gotta climb a fence. It was like, doo-doo.
Yeah, then he fucking bear hugs you and then blows you up.
This is a self-destruct?
Self-destruct mode. Oh,
God.
Dude.
You're under arrest. No!
Bullet through my windshield going 5 over. Robot dogs and Black Mirror. Remember that Black Mirror episode with the robot dog?
Yes.
That was terrifying.
Now here we are.
I was like, holy shit. Don't they got those robots like already unleashed like in public? Those super robotic dogs from like Boston Mechanic or some shit.
Oh, the ones with the no faces, kind of like just flat.
Yeah,
they got them shits. Yeah,
crazy. And then I think that dude Michael Reeves, he hacked one of those robots, and then he made it pee and he pee into a cup, but pee like beer.
I think I've seen that one. Wait, hold on.
It's like every time he drops a video, it's like millions of views, like within like minutes.
I might have seen that one.
Like he just has like the hottest videos, but he releases like one video a year. But when he does release it, it's like
just hot.
It's just fucking the hottest video.
I'm gonna check him out. I might have seen one of them, but
I guess it's like an old adult, but he looks like a kid. He's stuck on kid mode,
like Andy Milonakis.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I don't think nobody ever called him out on that.
No, not yet.
Maybe he'll see this and be like, damn, he just called me kid and now he wants to fight me. Because he's like one of those people, like I think like he had a boxing fight, like an influencer fight. Mm. He fought like another Twitch streamer or YouTube streamer or whatever it is. Mm. Interesting. It's like all these streamers are now becoming boxers.
Man, that's the lane, man. The Paul brothers, they opened up the fucking... They slit the wrist and just let all this shit flood out, man.
They're like, we paved the way for all you influencers to come into, like, you know...
Straight up. Between that and then also when
KSI... Boxing and shit.
Because I remember when KSI started moving over to it. I was like, oh, hell, that's when I knew. That was when I knew. I was like, oh, this is like influencer sport now. This ain't even...
Yeah, because KSI, when he first fought... Like Logan Paul?
He was one of them damn boys.
And then he won and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, I'm never doing this again. And but now, then like he really got into it.
Man, yeah, he saw that check. He's like, oh, I could just do this? Like, in fact, it's easier than me having to keep up with content on my YouTube. I can sometimes just do some pocket shit. And I don't know, man. But that's a different
thing. And then like when we get big, we got to fight podcasters.
Let's go.
I'm down.
I don't know who I would fight.
Let's make it big. I want to fight Sal Palpi, man.
Where's Andrew Schultz at?
I mean, let me get to his weight class. Let me get into the Filipino weight class. With like, what, 180 or whatever? He got to drop down.
He's at 180?
Yeah. That's not even my natural weight class, though. So I have to fight a smaller guy.
He would have to drop down to 160 somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, he got to drop, like, I say drop down to 150, but there's no way I can fight no 180. Not even 170. I'll die. They're too big.
Yeah, they are pretty big. Well, most people are like, man, those are tiny dudes for the 200-pound motherfuckers, but...
It's like those 200-pound guys that's dropping down to like 170 to fight.
Yeah, cutting off that weight, yeah. I know a good friend of mine, he did that shit several times, where he would hit like 205, 210. Always went to the gym, but he would cut his weight and be down like... He wants to be at a 175, 180.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that shit got to be turning your body up, though, man. That can't be healthy. Yeah,
definitely.
It's definitely not healthy, man.
Because if I were to fight, I think I would have to fight like... 135 weight class have a chance, you know?
Mine would be like 150.
You would have to be 135 too.
Yeah, well, I'll have to probably drop down. Yeah.
Because I young man weight. Yeah, I walk around like 170-ish. Mm. So my fight, if I were to fight, I would have to fight like 135.
And cut the shit off, yeah.
Just
to be in shape, yeah.
Not just to be in shape, but just to keep up with those guys. Because the people that fight like 170, like if you weigh like 160, 170,
yeah,
that's like you fighting John Jones. Do you want to fight John Jones? No, man. No, we don't want to fight him. Too big.
Let me get some of the smaller people.
Yeah, it's like that. Man, like you can't fight in your walking weight because John Jones probably walk around over 200.
Yeah, easily. So this is his fight weight.
Yeah, If we walk 170, no way we fight 170. We'll die.
Sable says, I'm
170. You're fighting like 200 people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Sable would be fighting like 170.
170, 175.
So that'd be your weight. Yeah. That's like John Jones, like the heavyweight.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. But yeah, that's it for the robot shit. I didn't really have much on it. To be continued on that, we might be getting robot cops. The second they do, I'm going to let y'all know.
Yo, speaking about robot cops, when I was driving home yesterday, I saw two drones on the highway. Like, drones, like, just flying on the highway.
Just flying right over traffic?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, are these, like, pedestrian drones, or is it...
News crew?
Or, yeah, news crew drones, or government drones.
Because a lot of times, they'd be flying over traffic, don't even realize they'd be up there in helicopters and shit, so watching
I'm thinking that's, like, the new helicopter news drones.
Oh, man, that would save so much more money on fuel and... You ain't gonna pay for no damn pilot.
Yeah.
Fuck, they gonna put us all out, man. The robots are gonna put us out of business. I just saw a video the other day. I can't remember what state it's in. Was it even in America? Did you see that as the video of like the McDonald's that's ran by complete robots? Mm-hmm. Man, it's just crazy. The fuck? I don't know.
I'm cool with it as long as they don't mess up my order.
Yeah.
Because humans, they mess up my order all the time.
Yeah, I have that habit too. Yeah,
McDonald's, like the one down the street, they messed up my order, breakfast and dinner. Damn, I fucked up like, two different crew. two different crew fucked up my order.
Well, are you asking for anything like difficult? Like I don't want to know. Like it's very specific.
For breakfast, all I asked were black coffee, no nothing, no sugar, no nothing.
Oh, so that's me. Okay, you drink your coffee like I do. Yeah. Straight black man. That's how you get the real energy.
I get my coffee. They pour all this syrup in it. I was like. What the fuck is this?
They pour syrup in the coffee?
Yeah, they pour some type of vanilla syrup. I didn't ask for no syrup. I just asked for black
coffee. Just straight black, man.
And they fucked up my coffee. I was like...
McDonald's.
I was like, how? I went like at nighttime. I just went to go order regular food and stuff. They fucked up the whole order. I ordered a lot of food.
Oh.
And they just... Half the order was fucked up. And I was like, all right. I'm going to post a Yelp review now.
What'd you say?
I gave them 1 star. I said they messed up my order. I'm still hungry right now. They missed half my order.
She just said you was dying.
I was like, I'll never come here again. Maybe even next week. It was like a funny one.
I swear I'm not coming back here again until next week.
Yeah, then I went to like this new McDonald's that got made. Still.
Oh, man.
I was like, you guys just hired the same people. I was like, can we get some robots up in here?
Then what happens if the robots fuck up? But they won't. I saw how he was doing with this new robot McDonald's. I guess we'll call it. How they're setting it up is that you won't like how we normally just pull up to the window and then hey, gotta talk to you, talk to the person on the other side, set your order up. With this new robot McDonald's, it's like some kind of app or whatever. You would have to set up your order on an app and then drive to that location and then they will have your order set up for you. You can go inside. They show like robots inside moving around, handing out food and shit.
That's cool.
Fucking crazy. Crazy shit. Humans, stop getting sick. that's the moral of the story.
They don't even want to do that job anyway. That's the thing.
No, I think it's more of not so much they don't want to do the job because out of like a type of laziness. They ain't paying people shit enough. They're not paying people enough to want to do these jobs. And so now it's kind of like an imbalance.
So where would they even get the income from then?
They're going to find something else. Fuck fast food. That's why I never did fast food. I was like, man, fast food has never paid good to me. That's why I've never done it.
They actually pay a lot now.
Yeah, because they start losing people.
Yeah.
They start losing a shit ton of people.
Nobody wants to work no more.
Nah, I don't think it's that. I do think it's the imbalance of people ain't getting paid enough. Like, I noticed, like, this year, especially, everything is going the fuck up. Like, eggs have, like, skyrocketed, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, y'all ain't doing enough to adjust how people are getting paid to keep up with this shit. And people are like, man, I'd rather sell drugs than fucking work at McDonald's, I guess. It's all bad now.
Everything is all inflated. Everything's all expensive.
Straight up, man. My disability just went up because of that shit. I was like, oh, shit, cool, thanks, disability, but...
My shit didn't go up. I'm still getting the same rate. I didn't get no extra, like, hey, to compensate for inflation. I didn't get none of that.
Yeah, most jobs don't
do that. And the eggs are still... Expensive as fuck. I still have to pay extra.
Gas gone up, man. I don't even know when that happened. I was just looking at gas today. I was like, what the hell? Y'all just be sneaking up with these prices on people. But yeah, eggs have gone up. But now I regret like not learning how to raise chickens from a friend of mine. I have a friend who like has own chickens in her backyard, got incubators, all this shit, got a whole system on how to get eggs and stuff. Man, I wish she was my neighbor now. Man, she got a whole system. Like, she got a whole room dedicated to, like, they have, like, these little incubator machines and got the little eggs in them. And she raises them. Man, got a whole damn system on how to get chickens. Sometimes they eat the chickens by just killing them in the backyard or get the eggs for eggs. Like,
that's the thing. I can't be killing chickens.
I can't. I don't have it in me, man.
But, I'm just playing. Go back and play. I can't even eat you.
The chickens are feisty, too, man. I don't know if I can catch one.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive.
You grab them, they scratch you all up. I don't know.
But, God, all right.
You got it. You got it? You got it, bro.
Keep your eggs. Ike.
I don't want this shit anyway.
Are we done? We're at 140?
Yeah.
We are good. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight on the Media Hijack episode 135.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
Catch everybody next week on Tuesday, same time, same place. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.